This is Lukey D. Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound wave in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Faith Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplified.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
His praise.
shall continually be in my mouth.
pleasant, real good, pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to another chapter in the life of West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr, and I'll be with you, and I'll be joined by a couple of folks, orchestrated by the man himself, Drew. We want to find out how they're doing. Young business people, not necessarily in age, but maybe in time, because it's been terrible for a lot of people that I know of. And we just want to find out how they're coping with this pandemic. That some people think it's not really happening, but you know, what can I say? Who can I convince? The time is 4:15. I'm going to go with my first young man, and he's from Princess of Beauty. And his name is Nathaniel. Nathaniel, you there? I'm not here, Nathaniel. Maybe I need to turn. Go ahead, Nathaniel.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you now, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm trying to survive the pandemic. But one of the reasons why we wanted to do this program is to find out how is it affecting young black entrepreneurs like you, and what is happening? How is it? How are you surviving?
It's been challenging, mm-hmm. to say the least. It has been challenging. We've had to kind of refocus some of our efforts, some of our activities to keep ourselves busy, but it's definitely given us a chance to change the way that we've been working. So it's a positive that came out of that.
Right, right. A lot of people are saying that, you know, like, for example, I was talking to this young man and he said, well, I won't be working downtown no more. I said, why? He says, because my company is not renting office space downtown anymore. So that is another one. I don't know if it's a positive or a negative, but I wanted to ask you something too. I saw in the news, they had some store in La Salle that actually blocked off the, it was non-essential.
Yes.
Blocked off the I don't want to say black, but
the supplies, the personal hair and personal care supplies.
Personal care supplies for black folks, then. I'll be honest with that.
Primarily,
because, yeah. Yeah. How did you make out there? Did somebody come in your store and say, no, this is not essential service, cut it off?
We actually closed down during both lockdowns, the one in 2020 and the one just this past month. There was a lot of ambiguity I found in terms of what could stay open and what had to close. Most of my peers or businesses in the same line of work, I believe, mm-hmm. also shut down because from what we understood, we weren't allowed to stay open. I must say, though, that the video by the young lady, Kelsey, it did open our eyes to
open
the fact.
Open eyes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we could have been open or should have been open during those times because we were selling essential products, in a sense. Like, people are still out there working. They need to do some of the basic personal care, washing their hair, you know.
Yes. Lotion. You know, one thing I wanted to say and I should have said, essential service when it comes to hair product in the black race is totally essential. Growing up in an environment where you had to go see your in my case, my barber almost every week, and I've seen my sisters wash and dry and color and works. It's an essential service. So I don't know how they came to that conclusion that you guys couldn't have been opened. I really didn't figure that out. But everything worked out in the long run?
Worked out in the long run. Like I said, it forced us to reshaped the way we were doing business. So rather than strictly being a brick and mortar store and serving customers that came in the store, as Princesa historically did, mm-hmm. we pivoted more towards the online component. So we, that was a really a driving force that kept us busy pretty much 6 days a week, whether it was curbside pickup, deliveries, shipment. We kept putting out as much as we could based on the needs of people throughout the city and actually across Canada and some of the U.S.
Wow. So you weren't losing per se then?
We definitely did take a hit because it was, it's still new. It's definitely new for us. It was different, more so for Princesa, like I said, because we were used to having the customers in store with us.
Yes.
So there's a bit of a familiarization that needed to take place amongst our existing client base. And there are still a lot of people out there that aren't comfortable or able to shop online for a number of different reasons.
Yes. Well, like me, who doesn't know the computer too well, you know what I mean? Anything you want to ask, Drew? You're smiling there.
No, I just like for those, how has it been? Like you said, your curbside pickup and the online, I guess, has been heavy. Are you guys taking like the in-house calls and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're taking in-house calls. We tried to offer as much support as we could. So like I said, we were here in store 6 days a week from Monday through Saturday.
Wow.
We set up online chat options. We encouraged customers to email us if they had any questions. Because one of the things with the experience in store is some of our beauty associates are able to answer questions on the spot if people have, you know, not sure what products to use or what selections to make. Being virtual, we try to maintain that as much as possible, whether through the phone calls, the emails, the online chats, just so they had that kind of one-on-one interaction with us still.
And what are your opening hours like for those that's listening and want to reach out to you guys? And what's the website?
Right now, we're still on restricted hours. So Monday through Wednesday, we're open from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Thursday, Friday, because of the curfew, we're here from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. Saturday from 10 to 5 p.m. And Sunday from 11 a.m. till 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. And the website is princesabeauty.com.
Mm. Yeah. So with the situation that took place at Unipre, do you think if there's a next lockdown, would you guys be open as an essential store, or are you still listed as a non-essential store?
Unless it's explicitly stated, I think we may be considered as non-essential. Part of the issue that I found, and I was speaking with the same young lady from the video about it yesterday. If the police decided to come in during the lockdown and they interpreted us as non-essential, we wouldn't be in any position to really fight that, because the rules didn't really define that, yes, we could stay open, or no, we needed to be closed. So it's a tough, I'm not sure how to say.
That's a tough one. Isn't there anybody you can call downtown or somewhere to, are we allowed to open or something? Isn't there anybody you could call?
There are people that have been tried to reach out to. And once again, same thing with the young lady. She tried to reach out to politicians to get some clarification on it. But there is still a lot of ambiguity behind it. No one really seems to know. And even for the stores that were required to sell essential products only, they were given the mandate to make the selection on what was non-essential. It wasn't clearly defined anywhere.
Yeah, but what I find that if a pharmacy is allowed to sell hair products and all those other beauty, all other beauty supplies, right? You guys at Princesa and a lot of other beauty stores, this is what you're selling. You're not selling anything else.
Correct.
You know, so I find that if these stores are, if these pharmacies is allowed to sell those products, you guys that selling just those same products should allow to be open also.
I agree with you 100% on that. I do. Yeah. But we need that on paper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wish you would find somebody, because if they can sell other beauty products, you know, I don't want to make this a color thing, but, and you guys are not allowed. This is your livelihood, to sell the beauty products. What is so wrong about that? I don't follow that one.
Yeah, and part of the thing there, just to correct you on that, the label of beauty products might be causing people to view it as, okay, non-essential, but it's not really beauty products. Like, people need to wash their hair. We have thousands of nurses, frontline workers, even people in food services that are still allowed and required to work to get us through this pandemic right now. And if they can't access some of the basic care items, if it's a soap, a lotion, a shampoo, or like whatever the case may be, then there's a problem there.
Is there ever? Anything else, Drew?
That's about it from my part.
Yes.
It's all on. Yeah.
Nathaniel, you're very articulate in your response, and I just want to say in a famous last words, would you like to leave for your listeners that you want to invite them down? Come on down.
I'd like to first of all thank everyone who continues to support us and all of the other businesses that we're still trying to operate through the online component or the online pivot that we took with it. Continue to welcome everyone to come to our store and to support other businesses at this point in time, because we really do need it. We don't have the breadth of the larger chains. So we do appreciate and continue to welcome you to come down to us.
Thank you, Nathaniel, and you can call on us anytime you want. We're there for you, all right? I promise you on that, all right?
Thank you very much, Nathaniel.
Pleasure.
That's Nathaniel from Princess of Beauty, 1669 Avenue Dollard. The promoter, the producer didn't put the phone number, so do you have the number of Princess? We will find out by the end, all right? I'm going to pay some bills, and then coming up, I'll be speaking to Jackie, offer unisex. You saw me crying in the rain. I love this. Fabulous Indian guitarist. So keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
The Caribbean News is sponsored by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. And coming up, I'll be speaking to Jackie and to get her side of the whole situation here. She's from Coiffe Unisex, 5495 Sherbrooke Street West, corner of J-Wad. What we're trying to do is to give the voice, a voice to the young entrepreneurs and see how they're doing. So let me say hello to you, Jackie. How are you, my dear? Let me get you. Yes, I'm hearing you now.
You're hearing me?
Yes.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
You're certainly welcome. And we're trying to give a voice, as they say, to our side of the thing, you know, the black side of it, because we don't hear too much on big talk radios and all that. So how are you doing? How are you surviving? How is everything?
Well, by the grace of God, I'm surviving. Thank you for asking. You know, it's been challenging. It's been challenging because, as you know, we have never come across something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a pandemic, and it really is.
Yes,
so,
for sure.
You know, we're closed down for a period of time. It's been rough. It's been rough. The industry is very hard. You know, the federal government helped us out a lot, which was a blessing. And yeah, they did. And, you know, some will survive, some won't.
Right.
And, you know, it's tough. It's really tough. We have a lot of clients who have underlying conditions. They're fearful of coming out. If they do come out, you know, you got to really make sure, you know, do what you can to protect them as well as yourself. Plus, they have families, you have families, and you know, you got healthcare workers. They're on the front line. They really need as much support as possible. So, you know, it's a real challenging time right now for us.
Jeez, boy. So, are you one of the curb buyers of your products, or from say Princess or wherever you go for your products? How do you get your products?
Of course, we get our products. We can call Princess, or we call pretty much anybody who we can get, you know, to supply us. We usually go Saint-Jacques, anywhere, you know, which, thank God, they're there for us.
All right.
You know what I mean?
It's a hell of a, you know, I am seeing, so I have some friends in Toronto especially, and they are going through hell and high water. You know, they tell you they don't know if they have the customers, but they don't know if they're allowed to bring them into the store or wherever. I look at it this way, and I say to myself, when is it going to end, you know? So why don't they consider you guys as essential service?
Well, when you look at what's going around the world with everybody losing their jobs, I don't think they would consider us as essential. You know, we're not that important.
Oh,
you look
Lord.
At the healthcare workers, they're important.
Yeah, but the healthcare workers need a little spruce up every now and again, you know what I mean?
We totally agree. However, when they have to cover up their face, their head, everything is covered, it's pretty much a no deal.
No spoosing.
You're not that important at this point. You know what I mean? Because what? Health comes first. Without health, you're nothing.
You're
you know
nothing.
What I'm saying?
You're nothing. Yes, you're right. What was that? No spoosing?
No spoosing.
What terminology? Where did that come from? Enlighten my darkness.
That's healthcare terminology.
No spoosing.
Yeah, Jackie. I know, like you guys, after the first lockdown, there was a lot of restrictions that you guys had to go through in order to allow customers to come back into. You know, I mean, you guys had to go through a lot of preparation. How was that, and how did that affect like your pricing with your customers? Because now you have to spend some money, you know
right.
what I mean, so that you could open back your place and allow the people back in.
Of course, you know, it's tough on our community because a lot of people lose their jobs, and you know, we try to do what we can. So what I did is, of course, I, you know, did some changes. I make more space. We got sanitizers like crazy. We put up a safeguard. When you come in, you got to sanitize. And I go ahead as well after. And you do wash your hands. I got paper towel. So after every client, I'm cleaning.
Yeah.
You understand? Because we need them to be safe coming in, and we need to be safe.
Yeah.
You understand? We need them to feel confident that we got their back. You understand? So we do what we have to do to make sure. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's all about just cleaning all the time, constant cleaning.
Spraying, cleaning.
Yeah, spraying, cleaning, sanitizing, masking. Like, you know, everybody comes in, they know they got to wear their mask. You know, we have our mask on, and it's important. I mean, it's really uncomfortable, but if this is what it takes, we have to do it because we need this pandemic to go. We don't need this anymore. You know, a lot of people are frustrated. They're home. They're not happy. People, I mean, a lot of things are going on. People are committing suicide. I mean, you know, the place has gone crazy. You know what I mean? So this is the place that people usually come in. They feel confident. They feel really good. They can sit down, talk. Now, you know, everybody's hiding. We have no choice.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, you know, what we do, we check in with each other and, you know, always call my clients. They call me, Jackie, how's things? I ask them, how are things? Are you guys okay? Staying safe? And that's what we got to do. We got to check in on each other. You know?
How many, with your salon now, are you doing, this is going to be a two-question part. Are you doing are you allowed a certain amount of people in the salon? And if so, how many? And are you doing by appointment only, or are you still doing if people pop up?
So basically, it's by appointment. By appointment, I can't do but only certain, maybe around 4 to 5 people, give and take, you know, what they're doing. Yeah, because I have the space that I can space the clients out. So, but I don't go too many people. I can't. It's for safety. It's for protection. So we got to do what's best.
So anybody that wants to come and see Jackie, it's by appointment only.
It's by appointment. Great. Call me first. They usually drop in. They know I'm here. They usually pop in. But now it's a little bit tight.
Yes.
You know, they'll knock on the window and they'll wave. That's how it is right now.
You know, we're laughing.
It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm.
But it's not a joke. You're totally right. No. You know, and I don't know for you guys, but say I went by the store the other day and I saw these young people in front, the cashier and what have you. And believe you me, I was worried for them, you know. I mean, being in this environment with just a mask and all that there. Because I went into the hardware store to pick up something. I couldn't pick it up fast enough to get out of there. And they have to be there for 8 hours. I'm telling you, freaky. But
yeah.
I'm glad that you have taken the precautions that are totally necessary. So if anybody wants to see you, I didn't get your number from Drew because he didn't want me to have it. But you can tell the people your number so that if they want to reach you, they would know where to call you. By the way, folks, for those of you who are just joining, I'm speaking to Jackie, Coiffe Unisex, 5495 Sherbrooke Street West, the corner of J Ward. She has the phone number to give you. Go ahead, Jackie.
So, hi, my number is 514-668-5578. You can reach me. That's my cell. Usually I take my calls most times, or you can always send me a text.
Go ahead and repeat it again for me. I'm writing it down. Okay, Drew?
514.
Yeah.
668-5578.
78. Good.
And what's your opening hours now, Jackie?
Well, I do cater to my clients. So I can get here. If you want me here at 9, I can get here at 9. If you want me to to be here until well, now it's curfew, so I got to be out by 7:30.
7:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, what are we going to do? But I really, really would like to thank my clients. They have been there for years and they're very supportive. And I'm telling you, I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
You know, for you to be in the position you're in now and you can talk about your clients, you have to be doing something good so that they really appreciate you, that they make sure they come back to see you and throughout this pandemic. So I want to thank you. And if you have any famous last words, and from now on, whenever you want to drop by, you know, just reach out to me and Drew, and we will accommodate you guys because we know how it is, you know what I mean? So any famous last words you want to say?
I just would really, really like to thank, like, once again, my clients, because they're my heart, you know, and they've been there for years, and just keep safe, and ask the healthcare workers, please stay safe, family, my family, safe, each and everyone. That's it. And I thank God. Thank God for everything.
All right, Jackie. Thank you very much for being there. Good luck.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, love. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with another member of the West Indian Rhythms crew, Mr. Drew. And in case you're looking for Faith, Faith is home doing things that she will tell you about one of these days. Don't let me tell you, all right? But it tastes good. Bread, it's very nice, that bread. I didn't say that. So, Drew.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Ah, Andre's there already? Ah, wow.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You were in the army, Andre?
Afternoon stretch.
Good afternoon to you, my brother.
Thank you for having me on.
It's not a problem. That's why CKUT is here, for our community.
Thank you again. And happy Black History Month. And happy Valentine's to you and to the listening audience.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Same to you. All right?
Thank you.
Now, we're going to jump out. The question I've been asking my other two guests is, how is Andre Schoon making out?
Well, Andre Schoon is like most of the small businesses. We're there. We're putting things together. We're trying to conform to the new rules and regulations. But we are operating, and we're thankful that we're open. And we just have to do whatever is the requirements.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts are you located again, Andre?
I'm in Sudwest, which is close to Charlevoix Metro Station. It's less than 2 minutes walk from the station. So you get off at Charlevoix, you turn left, and you come to 01250 Charlevoix.
Right.
Very easy.
Now, so you have a wide variety of clients.
That's right. I've been serving my community for over 30 years.
Yeah, that
would be. And I have to say, thank you for all who have passed through my doors and welcome, and I'm welcoming any that want to. And I've been very fortunate that my community have embraced me and supported me for 30 years in business plus.
So right now, are you doing things by appointments?
Yeah, definitely. You have no choice because you could be fine. So as I said previously, we have to do the protocol, which is, you know, the distancing, the sanitation, the appointment, the mask, the separator. So the salon has completely redesigned just by implementing the basic government standard.
Okay. I'm going to put you in a spot right now, okay?
Go right ahead, Stuart.
Just take a look at my head up here.
Yes.
And take a look at my co-host here. Can you do anything about it for him?
Well, I might not be able to do anything for you right now, but if I tell you keep on growing, maybe you'll be ready for Christmas. You could be a Santa Claus. And Drew will just be as handsome as he is, because girls do like the guys with the no dread sometimes. It's their setting. They stay home often. They don't have to go get it done.
Yeah. Drew, come on, defend yourself there, brother. What do you have to say to Andre?
Yeah, Andre. So with all the restrictions and all the new things you had to put in place in order to make your salon up to standard to open after the lockdown, how did this how does this affect like your budgeting and your pricing with your customers? Because when you look out there, there's a lot of businesses. There's a particular restaurant that's not far from my work that I could go have myself a wrap and a drink for $5. Now I'm paying about $10 for that. You know what I mean? So yeah. How did this affect affect you with your customers and your pricing and stuff like that?
Prices has changed. Plus, we are doing less work because of the pandemic. Most people are hesitant, you know, and some people, you know, they're not open yet to be in spaces. So yes, we had to put out a little bit more money, and yes, we charge a little bit more, and yes, I'm in deficit, you know, because they keep closing and opening, and then your clientele has reduced. So yes, we open. Yes, we. It seems that we're charging more, but it's costing us more. So we just try to hold it together. To be honest, we just try to hold it together.
And outside of your salon, like your everyday life and your everyday living.
Okay, so my everyday living. So what I do is I'm also a personal trainer. So I had certified myself. So I keep engaged with my clientele. So most of them know of this part of my business. Now I'm putting it out there. So what happens is that they will call me, even, you know, because we keep in touch. We keep in touch. We don't only talk about hair, which is one of the primary reasons for calling me. But I, you know, I also motivate them also, you know, to keep active and do stuff like that. So that keeps me busy. And the response has been great, you know. So I would say it's a transition, but it's helping me pass the time and also help my clients also to, you know, to make themselves a better you. Because within this time that we're going through right now, the better of us have to come out, mm-hmm. you know. And this is something that most people will work on. So I'm glad that I could extend that extra layer of support for my clientele. Mm-hmm.
So what type of training do you do?
I specialize mostly in energy training. Well, what that really means is for people are always down, you know, the people who complain about joining the gym and stuff like that. It's just to make you do your everyday activity, you know, just to raise your energy, just make you feel good about yourself. Just an overall look, an overall feeling, you know?
Right. Well, that's good. So the body is always feeling good while you're working.
Yes, you know, because we all need it at the end of the day, stretch, that we all need to exercise and be the best that we can be. And now that it's limited out there, you know, you can do things at home just to keep yourself going, you know, just to keep that circulation going in your daily life, you know.
You know, I was watching this doctor on MSNBC the other day, and he was saying just to get up, and what was he saying? Just to push your hands up in the air a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bend down, kneel, you know, is the greatest thing you can ask your body
any range of motion you can do, any bit of exercise you can do, because we're not a stagnant being. We are made, you know, we need to bend, stretch, carry in our daily lives. So any little bit of exercise is great.
Yeah, Andre, I want to say something. I know people they look at. We had Nathaniel on before from Princesa, Jackie from Unique Coiffure, and people look at, you know, you guys have your business in the community, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's just worried about how is the business surviving, you know what I mean? But besides you guys having a business, you also have your life and your family to maintain during this.
That's
pandemic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So how are you managing all of that?
Well, like everything else, you have to prioritize. You have to reduce in certain capacity of your life. And yes, for myself, I could speak for myself. I am in deficit because I have to maintain, as you said, I have to maintain my household, my family, plus my business, which is already in debt because you already have, we had to conform our space. We have to negotiate with the landlords, you know. So we have two mortgages or two payments to make every month. So for myself, I would say I am leaning on my line of credit, you know, but it's okay. I mean, it's not for me alone. It's for everybody have to realize how they got to adjust their finances. So that's how I'm doing it. I'm just moving $1 to the, you know, to this space, yes, and bring it back to the other. That's basically what it is. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, just surviving, you know?
Yeah. Boy, I lift my hat to you guys because I know it's not easy.
Thank you, Stretch. Thank you.
I've heard the word out there for young business people. This friend of mine just took over a restaurant in Toronto, was doing well until this thing. But like he said, like what the young man Nathaniel said, he started doing his curbside, and that is helping him to pay the rent.
Yeah, because every business will have to take its necessary adjustment to survive. Because this was just thrown onto us. It just came onto us.
Yes.
So we too have to be in defense mode. Like, what are we going to do? We are working it out daily and weekly. We don't have the solution either, you know? So we have to conform our business and do what we have to do as each individual that to make things work for you.
Well, I admire you guys' attitude.
We have to stay positive, sir, because you still want me to help you with your hair. So I got to stay in business.
That's true. Yeah, I want you to snip it off and drop some on Drew's head.
No.
You have to dye it first, get it black, because he's a young man.
Yeah, but who tell you he wants black hair? You never know.
I'm just harassing poor Drew.
It's okay. You're making the conversation light.
We're friends. You're friends.
Yeah.
So Andre, now how is your opening hours?
Oh, my opening hours remain the same. I mean, it's not like I said, you know, I just came back from my accountant 2 weeks ago, and we're doing maybe minimal 50% of business. So we tend to open on different hours, but generally the salon is open 7 days a week, and we just adjust the timing with the clients. By appointment only. Yeah. Because that's basically the only way we can go, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's open from 10 to 7 because we need to get home, and I don't know where the other, you know, the clients are coming from. So by 7 o'clock, we close, and from 10 o'clock, we open 7 days a week. So that's one of the adjustments that I made, you know, and I have a rotation of hairstylists. So, you know, you just call in and we will schedule you to your convenience between 10 and 7.
Great.
Sunday to Sunday.
Any famous last words? Because we got to wrap up the segment.
The famous thing, you know, I would just want to say thank you. And I appreciate you guys reaching out to me and hearing my story, and I cannot give up because this is what I do. I've been doing this for 30 years plus, so it's in me to fight it through. And my famous is that I'm going to stay strong, and my committee is supporting me, and I cannot ask for anything more, you know? I cannot ask for anything more than the love that I receive daily from my community.
But you see, if you didn't give that love, you wouldn't be getting it, and you gave it.
Totally agree with you. All right.
Andre, could you give me your phone number that if anybody texts and want to get in touch?
Oh, sure. So my business number from my salon is 514-481-4146. You can also reach me on email at info@salonandreskoon.com. And for my personal training is Skoon Fit. The phone number is 438.
Wait a minute there, Andre.
Skoon.com. Yeah, Skoon Fit, like my last name, and F-I-T.
F-I-T.
And the phone number for that is 438-806-7716. And you can also reach me by email at info@skoonfit.com.
All right. Good. I have all the... Anybody who wants, who didn't get it... can call me. I'll make sure you get these numbers.
I appreciate. And this is the kind of love we're talking about in the city. And continue your great work. Stretch, you're still looking good behind the mic. And I hope to see you at some point when this thing is done.
All right, my brother. Be good.
All right. Drew.
Andre, before
Drew,
you go.
Yeah,
I wish you was in Trinidad right now, eh?
Boy, listen, man. I watching some of these crying. Anyways, this is a personal conversation. All right, thank you. All right, thank
Thanks,
you, brother.
Andre.
Okay, take care, Andre. All the best, brother.
Okay, then. Right.
Bye. Bye-bye. Well, Drew, I want to thank you for setting us up with this. I certainly appreciate it to talk to these young business people. And we will have to do it more because you're out there more than I am now. So if there's someone who want to, you know, expand a little bit on their business, set them up and we will do this.
Yeah, we'll try to do this a little more often.
A little more often, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we will try and expand on these people because they need the help. They need the help. They need the exposure, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people think they're closed. I want to get my coiffeur is Mr. Ghost one of these days. We will talk. For sure.
Not a problem, Stretcher. Before I go, I just want to say thank you to Nathaniel from Princessa.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie from
Coiffeur
Unique. And Andre from Andre Schoons. You know what I mean? We were supposed to have them on a couple of weeks ago, but you know what I mean? A little bit of setback here and there, but we eventually got them on.
Yes.
And yes. It was a great, great meeting.
I think so, too. So we'll do it again, Drew. So thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, no problem, Stretch. Have a good show. You and DJ Nicholas?
Yes. I need to slap his head because he's older now. He can take the licks. He just celebrated a birthday.
Once you're not slapping my head.
What I want you to do is to let the people know about your program that you do on a Sunday morning that I enjoy. You may not see me pop up, but I'm listening.
That's nice. Well, I do a program every Sunday morning. It's an internet station out of Florida, Global Reggae Radio. And it's every Sunday morning, Breakfast with Drew, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. A little bit of gospel, a lot of lovers rock, but tomorrow morning is going to be a Valentine special. So, guys, you don't need to leave the bedside. You could just stay in with the lady, put on the radio. And I also bring it live on Facebook on my page at Drew Humble. You know what I mean? Until Facebook decides to block me. But if you don't catch me on Facebook, you could catch me at reggaeglobalradio.com. You could download the app at your Google App Store or your Apple iStore.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you very much, Father Stretch.
All right, my boy. Take it easy. So this fancy thing now, what do we do? Close every corner? Are you going to close? Ah, there she goes. Thanks, Drew. Certainly appreciate it. Mr. Nicholas coming up will be playing some soca music, you know. I feel relaxed after talking to these young people. I love to see the young faces because they're our future. Somebody wanted to know why I didn't answer somebody on Facebook about not taking, they don't want to take the vaccine and it's whatever. Really and truly, I don't care. I don't want to talk to these people anymore. If they don't want to take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. Hey, I love this song. You saw me crying in the rain. Just before, this is a request. This is a Band of Gold. Tomorrow, I'll be helping out with Boom Boom Time. We will be focusing on a lot of love songs. Back again.
Let them touch your soul.
Sounds of love.
Love songs are back again.
As they say on CKUT.